Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cow's diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Raycon for supporting Skim. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Skim. I'm Scott.
And I'm Kim.
And it's Skim. Damn it. We're back, and last time people heard from us, we were doing a little road show from Vegas. Remember that?
To and from, yeah.
Yeah, and all I did, because it was so busy, was remember to record on our way down, very briefly in the hotel one time, and then on the way back.
Yeah, it was kind of a fast trip.
Yeah, my goal was like sit down with people and have other voices on there, but we just never got around to it, which is kind of a bummer, but we had a lot of fun, and it was all good, and we're back, and we've been back for like, what, a week and a half?
Yeah.
And we're about to go right back again.
Well, this is a vacation-ish time. This is Mother's Day getaway with a couple of the littles and Taylor and Dylan. And
yep.
Yeah, it's just kind of a for her Mother's Day, too. So we're helping out watching kiddos while they get to go to fun restaurants and things like that.
Yeah, our job is to watch the kids hang out of the pool.
Which is my favorite part.
Yeah, we actually don't have to go to anything hard like in the heat or waiting in lines for anything. We are going to chill at the pool.
Sit back and chill.
I'm going to read a book. I'm going to draw some. I'm going to hang out with these little babies. It's going to be great.
So fun.
Yeah, we're actually really looking forward to it. And the way we like to do things, so you got to understand where geographically.
Yes. That's the right word.
I was going to say geographically. Where we're located. So we're in Salt Lake City. So when we go to Vegas, it's south, right?
Straight shot
south. It's like
same highway.
6 hours if you go straight. Now, one thing that's always nice, though, is on the way is this.
It's like five and a half.
There's a beautiful town that I always love going through and staying in called St. George, Utah. And it's just at the very end of the state on there on the border. Mm-hmm. And it's just red rock and warm all year, except when it isn't. Sometimes they have weird cold snaps down there, but it's never snowing really in that area. And a lot of people go there to retire. It's also a kind of a college town. So it's this weird mix of stuff. And I just love it there. So we're actually going to go there for one night.
Yep.
And then next day, do the final leg, which is like an hour and a half.
Hour and 20 minutes, something like that. It's super short.
Right to Las Vegas. And then we're going to be staying way closer to the south end of everything.
Kind of away from it all, which is really nice.
Yeah. And then the kids can go, meaning my kids, Taylor and Dylan. He's not my kid. That'd be weird. We didn't have siblings get married. Promise. They just go have fun. They don't ever get to go.
Yeah.
Like, when's the last time Dylan went? High school for like a
soccer
yeah. tournament?
He doesn't spend a lot of time there, but there's so many fun things to do.
Right.
That they're going to have a blast.
Yeah, they're going to see all the cool stuff, eat all the good food. I guess he went to a Raiders game, but they literally flew in, went to the Raiders game, and flew out.
Yeah.
They didn't stay for anything else. So I'm excited for them. Taylor's been a few times, but never in any sort of meaningful way. So she's going to have a good time.
Sort of meaningful way.
Well, I mean, with us and like family things. It was never like...
Spent spring breaks there and stuff.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Anyway, they're going to go do that, and we're going to have a blast. I can't wait.
I'm so excited.
I have a question that I'm going to ask you that I think the listening audience is going to want to hear answers to.
Okay.
Why are you so scientifically proven to be better at extracting crab meat from crab legs than the rest of humanity? Because the other night, Kim made a crab boil. We got a deal on some crab. She's like, you know what? We're doing it. So it's just me, you, and Carter. And I love it when we do that. But here's Carter and I cracking through these legs trying to get, you know, a big solid hunk of crab out of these things. Not, it doesn't work. We're blowing on them, sucking like on yelling, them.
Damn it. Every time it's not working.
Cutting our fingers.
I don't know. It's just like a...
She does it. It's like crack, crack, opens it up. Big fat piece of meat just slides out like
it's
it was
meant
to.
It's just practice. We're going to do it more often. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. It's expensive though. I don't like, well, usually.
It's in season right now, so that's why I got it.
It wasn't so bad, yeah. It was really good though. Like we're landlocked as hell where we live, but you can get crab. It's not bad.
I mean, it was frozen and then we cooked it in crab oil, but it's the Zatarain's crab oil.
Yeah.
And a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, so good. So good. And you try to forget that you're sucking the goo out of a dead ocean spider, right? Because that's what they are. They're
ocean
spiders.
Yeah, we're not talking about that.
Because when they're not cooked, all that meat we're eating is just like liquid in there. It's just like exoskeleton strangeness. But I try not to think about it, and they're good. And Kim just knows how to extract the meat. Meanwhile, I got like a section of a leg over there, and if I can't get it to blow out, I try sucking it in. And sometimes that's a problem because like a whole log of that meat will just
all of a sudden you're
yeah.
Scott's like choking on crab meat. It's great, good stuff.
Aspirate on a hunk of crab meat. Anyway, just throwing that out there. Is anyone out there listening who's like, we're crab masters. We know how to, you know.
I mean, there's tools. There's all kinds of ways to do it.
Yeah, but what do we have? We had forks.
I don't know where all my... I had the little crackers.
They called crackers? Crackers?
Like 6 or 8 of them. And I don't know where they've been put in my kitchen.
Yeah.
I can't find them.
They look like pliers, but reverse kind of.
They look like
Nutcrackers. Yeah.
The little metal nutcrackers.
Wait, maybe we could just use nutcrackers. Where are those?
I don't know.
Oh.
I can't find them. That's what I've been looking for.
Someone borrowed them and
someone
you forgot.
Someone has moved them. They may be in like the cold storage room with some of the dishes that we don't use very often. Maybe.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Could be.
Oh, shout out and thanks to a listener. This has nothing to do with crab. It just reminded me of it. I broke my Nerdtacular 2017. It's a frap mug, and I love that one. It's one of my favorites, and I was pissed because there are none left. And then all of a sudden, at the door, within hours, one Jimothy Jensen-ish, I won't give him his real name, but suddenly one showed up at the door. Bing bong. There it was.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. Excited for you just to see your face as I walk in the door after I picked it up at the front door and you went, what is that?
Yeah, I was stoked. I was so nice. I feel bad though too because I was probably his, you know. Obviously,
I'm going to do a shout out to a Mike also who sent some really fun things for Van this last week.
Let's call
and
him
for Nick.
We'll call him Mike P.
There
for
you go.
Short.
Okay.
We don't want to dox him too hard.
We really appreciate it. He's done so many fun different things over the years of things for me for cooking, stuff when Carter went out of town, the spider catcher.
Oh,
which
right.
I absolutely thought was awesome.
Yeah.
And a big stuffed spider that Carter absolutely loved.
Yeah.
So I just want a shout out to Mike also. And
yeah.
All the other people that have sent us so many fun things. It's just like a super cool community.
If you have a goofy thing you want to send into the show, there's a P.O. box up on the site that you can use if you want for frogpants.com/contact, but only if you want to. We're not asking for anything,
no,
but it's
no,
always
no.
These sweet moments of like, oh, look, they listen and they remember that Van likes this thing or Carter likes spiders or whatever. Carter likes spiders.
Cool.
That's legit. She actually does.
She does. She knows all about them. She reads about what kind they are. And if she doesn't know, she'll go find it.
Before she
online.
Saves it and,
yeah, well,
and protects it with her life. Do you, how does that feel to know how opposite of your daughter you are in that one way?
I can't stand them. I don't like spiders.
Yeah, Kim can't do it.
I can't.
Yeah.
I've tried. I try, but I can't.
What if the afterlife is literally us
just
getting
spiders.
To some gate and they
they're
say,
just going to come smash all of us?
Well, they're huge, like human sized spiders there. And they go, all right, well, what we didn't tell you was all those religions were there just to confuse you. The whole deal was, how are you going to treat spiders while you're on Earth? And
I'm in a lot of trouble then.
Carter, you go this line. You two are going to spider hell, whatever that is. What would spider hell be?
Something like the Spider-Verse, maybe? Let's hope.
Oh, that isn't bad.
Cross your fingers.
Yeah, I like Spider-Verse. That might be our first local meetup movie that we do.
Oh, very cool.
Spider-Verse 2, which comes out, I think, in June, I think.
Okay.
And then there's already a group talking, and we'll all get together.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, it'll be
very
really fun.
Very excited about
that. Yeah, I'll see that in a heartbeat. So, looking forward to that. Also, soccer for four-year-olds is weird. I'm just going to put it out there.
Right out there with it.
It was weird when my kids were four, and it's weird now. Van's in a soccer team. He plays for the Super Pandas. What is it?
Super Pandas, yeah.
Super Nintendo Pandas or something.
Super Pandas.
Just Super Pandas? Really?
Yeah.
Bluffdale Super Pandas. That's the name.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure what you were looking for.
It didn't sound complete for some reason. But they are adorable, of course. All these little 3 and a half, 4 year olds running around bumping into each other. They don't really know what they're doing.
There's a few that do.
Oh, yeah. There's
some. And they're just running it, man. They are like, get the ball, get to the goal.
Those are the kids I worry about, though. Just a little bit.
Nah.
You know, their parents are a little too into it.
They're good at it. Some kids are just
kick the ball, kid. Don't come home till you get a goal, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Maybe it's not as bad.
And the rest of them are just having a good time. There's one little girl on his team that just sits and eats her hair. It's really funny. She just kind of has her ponytail and she just chews on it.
She chews on this braid. So when we go to the game, I like to walk over and just whisper, appendicitis. Appendicitis.
Oh, man.
Just kidding. That's where it comes from, is eating your hair, you know. As you know, you had one when you were, what? 16?
An appendicitis? I think everyone has an appendix.
How old were you when you had your appendix out?
I was 14.
All right. And I was
17.
17.
We realized we had our appendix out at the same time.
Yeah. We think we were in the hospital.
In January of the same year.
Yeah. We were in hospital, possibly in the hospital at the exact same time.
2,000 miles away.
2,000 miles away. Never met each other, never known each other until later. What are the chances?
So weird.
It's a sign that we all eat our hair. Ew. Anyway, it's just the hilarious thing to watch these kids play. And Van mostly just wants to smile and run alongside his friends and not cause any trouble.
He's playing. He's having a good time. He's running with the whole team.
Yeah.
They're running around, kicking the ball, but he doesn't want to steal it from anyone.
No.
He'll like literally go ahead. Mm-hmm. Like, it's your turn.
Yeah. He'll let other people have their turn. What he thinks is their turn, even though he's supposed to get competitive and take the thing. I think it's driving his dad slightly nuts because his dad grew up playing soccer. He's very competitive in the sport.
He was a soccer coach for a high school a couple years ago.
And he's now the coach of this little team. He loves the game.
Loves the game.
His knees are made of mashed potatoes now because of it. All that stuff, right? But he cannot get Van to get like
competitive
game face. Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay. He's four.
That's true.
He'll get there.
He likes running with his friends.
Or just not want to do it.
Smiling and then getting snacks, you know? They get the orange snacks and the whatnot. I guess parents are in charge of bringing it each time. Mm-hmm. Of course, Kim brought like a four-course freaking...
Stop.
You did. You bought more stuff than anyone else has.
It was the first week. No one had a turn that week.
It was last time. Some guy with some skull bandits left over showed up. Here you go, kid. Put that between your teeth and gums. That'll get you past the halftime or whatever. But anyway, it's super fun. And I'm like all in on like seeing his games. It's so much fun to go see him. Even though nothing's really going on and I don't even know what the score is. I don't care.
It's like a 25-minute game.
Yeah.
Super short.
Yeah, it's really fun. Finally.
What else we got going on?
Oh, did you already go over and do the yard of the lady?
I haven't yet.
Okay. So there's this HOAs kind of suck.
Well, they don't suck. They do their job.
They have a thing, but once in a while, they are not flexible when something like this happens. So this really nice lady in our neighborhood, wonderful lady. Her husband has dementia.
He's been diagnosed with dementia.
Yeah, at some level, it's obviously it gets worse over time. She's 80 something, right? 80.
She's 80 or 81.
81, something like that. Nicest lady. You wouldn't know it looking at her though. You might go 60.
She's 55.
Like she doesn't look 80. Just a wonderful lady, always very kind and all that. And the HOA is sending her another letter.
Well,
your yard.
She's just having a hard time keeping up with it. So I'm going to go help her. It'll be great.
Yeah. So go find some 80-year-old in your neighborhood. Chances are they're getting harassed by the HOA. Give them, half a day of your time. Put in some mulch. Plant a few flowers.
That's the plan.
See if you can improve things. That's what we're going to do for her. And her husband tries to go out and do it, but he doesn't remember if he did it or not.
Yeah.
Things like that.
She's really cute. She's like, I put on grass seed, and then he goes and rakes it because he doesn't know I did it. It's just adorable.
Oh, he rakes the grass seed? Oh, shoot. You don't want that.
So it's not doing well.
Look, when I'm that old, or when I get that to that stage, you'll be lucky if I'm not eating those little aeration pods.
You'll be lucky if we're not just living in a condo with no grass to mow.
Okay, I'm in. Sign me up. Sign me up now. Can we do it now? Anyway, that's a whole thing. And I guess what I'm saying is, when Kim told me that this morning, I was like, oh man, you know what needs to happen? More on the ground stuff. Not let's go to the next town meeting and see if we, I mean, you can do that too if you want to, but just go over there and help the lady. Give her some, you know, help her out. So good job, hon.
Support goes a long way.
Kim doesn't like it when I bring all that up that she does these things, but I'm bringing it up because I think it'll help inspire others to do similar work. All right, quick talk with our friends at Raycon here. Listen, I love Raycon. Let's face it. With like coffee, if you go buy a coffee, you're going to start at $5 and then work up from there.
Yeah.
Right? That's just that's a true. Black coffee. Like, hey, I'll have coffee with nothing in it.
Well, sometimes. Some places depends are on where you go. Less, yeah.
But it can get pretty expensive. But then they go up. It's like $8.50, $9,
that's
$10.
Because we only drink oat milk and I want to.
Well, sometimes, like, look at it this way. Your bank somehow depletes all the time. Well, we're officially entering a sort of dupe session. And most products do the same thing, but are priced differently, solely based on the brand name. So a good duplicate or dupe is crucial for getting the highest quality at the best price during these times. And one dupe you can definitely not sleep on is Raycon wireless earbuds. That's right. Raycon is premium audio at the perfect price point, so you can listen to what you want when you want without breaking the bank. Go to buyraycon.com/skim today and get 15% off your Raycon order. I love them. Everything from, hey, these are as good as really expensive stuff. Why am I buying those? That's really one of the top things. But they also offer a lot of options to people. Buy now, pay later options. You can pay as low as $18 at checkout right now and still get these awesome earbuds. They have an easy way to return, and they have a guarantee in case things don't work out or you don't like them or whatever. They'll take care of you. They offer 2 years of product protection insurance for just a few extra bucks, and free domestic shipping and flat fee international shipping, which is pretty great also. What I love about them are their customizable sound profiles, the tap functions, noise isolation, awareness mode. When Kim's yelling at me to do a thing, I can hear it. Custom gel tips, perfect, comfortable fit in my ear. They don't fall out. And that crystal clear call quality. I had a call with you the other day while I was out with the dog. You heard me just fine, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that's right. That's because they were awesome. Also water and sweat resistant. And turns out washer dryer resistant in my case. Oops. They worked, though. I had no problem with them after. Anyway, the everyday earbuds will give you about 8 hours of playtime, by the way, which is pretty, pretty awesome. They already have a mission. Just prove you shouldn't have to pay an arm and a leg for quality sound and essential smart tech listening features. So be more a recession/inflation-proof and do that today. Here's what I want you to do. Ready to buy something small with a big impact? Go to buyraycon.com/skim today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/skim to score 15% off. All right. You ready for some emails?
Absolutely.
Do we have an email sound? We should make one. How's this one? Nope.
Ah.
Probably not that.
No.
All right. We'll get one for next time. Here's an email that we got from somebody who sent their email to skimshow@gmail.com. You can also send us texts and voicemails at 801-471-0462. Both are great. We love it all. You can. We don't get enough voicemails here, so please send more of those. Rookie and 911 is the subject of this one. So your two shows that I tease you about. Scott, Kim's right. Those are actually really good shows, says Cappy. I have friends in the police and fire department, and they say the crazy shit on those shows does happen. Not every day, but insane shizzle like those events do occur. I don't know why I use shizzle. Says, and now, how could you not love The Rookie? Nathan Fillion is the lead actor.
Exactly.
Yes. He says, yes, there are nightmare procedurals, but in my humble opinion, they are leaps and bounds better than stuff like Grey's Anatomy, which my wife loves. I think you also like Grey's Anatomy. To a point.
I got sick of it after a while. Yeah. So I agree with you.
To a point. I actually kind of liked it early on. It was all right. Mm-hmm. P.S. I'm so jealous of y'all's Easter Korean food. I'm going to start bringing off the wall dishes to get togethers now.
Yes. I love that.
Getting the show, or I love the show though, Cappy. Well, that's very nice of you to say. Yeah, no, I found Nathan Fillion consistently charming in that show.
He's consistently charming.
But without him, it's not a very good procedural.
True, true.
Don't you agree? Like, yeah, the show's not that good.
Right.
He's great. And he makes all of it elevate.
It's a great show. What are you talking about?
It's an okay network-based procedural drama. Sorry, am I
pulling
your chain here? Sorry, we got cable issues. Here's one from Corny 44. That's better than Horny 44, if I'm honest. Anyway, this came as a text, Kim. This is for you.
All right.
Hey, Kim, if you could change something about Scott, what would it be? Love the show. That's short and to the point. What would you change
sleep
about
on
me?
His left side and stop snoring.
Come on now. Is that really the one thing you'd change? Come on, give me a good one.
That's
give me one
what
I can.
Think. That's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
That you liked yard work.
Oh, I hate it.
I know.
I wish I did too, I guess. And then we could have it together, you know?
Well,
we still do, but then I get grumpy.
Yeah. I watched the Nate Bargatze little sketch on My Wife is the Man of the House, and I thought, this is me.
They were telling a true story.
They were telling a true story.
Yeah. He's great, by the way.
Yes.
Coming to Salt Lake.
That's the one thing I think that would be fun if you enjoyed it with me.
Yeah.
Or even enjoyed
it near you.
It near me. Like if I said, hey, we're going to go do this thing, and you didn't go, ugh, can we do it a little later?
It's always at the worst time, though.
No, it isn't. There is no good time.
Well, that's true.
It doesn't matter what time I ask.
My strategy has been exposed.
Always make it
a bad time. I'll try to be better at that. But speaking of the Nate Bargatze, however you say his name?
Bargatze. I'm not sure.
The comedy, he's on tour right now, and he's coming to Salt Lake at a big arena here.
Yes.
Delta Center. Anyone out there works either at the Delta Center or some ticket place or somewhere that can get us like rocking seats.
We're just going to buy you some tickets for your birthday.
Are we? When's he coming? July?
June? I think it was June. Yeah. I don't remember.
All right. They're not that bad. They're not like Brian Regan bad.
No,
Brian Regan's like
totally
150 bucks.
Swing it. We got to go see him, though. I think he'd be really fun to go
see. All right. We'll see what happens.
His very southern accent. I love it.
Final one is Greg wrote in. I don't know if this is Greg for Walkman. It might be. I'm not sure. Didn't say. Usually he would say. But it says, hi, Skim. Love the show. And I love your willingness to share your domestic life with us. Was just curious if you had a good recipe for the mushroom soup you keep making for Scott. I really want it based on everything I have heard. Thanks. Is this written anywhere? Do we have a...
I don't have it written, but I can literally just tell you
in
the comments.
Let's do it.
So you make a roux, yeah, which is butter and flour.
Yeah. Oh, wait. This is like Food Network. Hold on. Let's give you some jaunty music for this.
Jaunty?
Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Now it's time for Kim's Country Kitchen, where... The mushroom soup recipe you've been waiting for since the commercial. All right, take
it
away.
That's going to change next time.
Yeah,
it might. You make a roux, which is butter and flour, and as it gets a little bit darker, you add chicken broth and oat milk, which is what I do. You can add regular milk. Once again, I don't have measurements on this.
So you don't have, it's just like what, a good amount? You just eyeball it?
A good amount. Sorry. Literally cook that down with some smoked paprika, salt and pepper, maybe a little bit of garlic powder if you like that.
Yeah.
And then you throw in a whole pound of mushrooms, just cut up in chunks.
What kind do you prefer?
I did the baby Bella's last time.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to try Cremini's. I've done them with the white button mushrooms. You like that?
So far, they're good. I loved it all, yeah.
It's just making a creamy soup.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
And then you throw in fresh mushrooms and you just let them cook for a few minutes at the end.
And then your job is to not scarf down a gallon of the stuff in one sitting because you love it so much, because that's what I do. It's so good. It's so good. If you like mushrooms at all, it's insane.
The reason I don't have measurements on it is because sometimes I make a larger amount. Sometimes I just want enough for lunch for you. So if you find, I don't know, I'm sorry. I'm not very good at the recipes. I just kind of throw things together.
No, this is good because people can start doing that too. We need to be less reliant on writing everything down and more just living in the cooking moment. All right?
And then change it the next time you make it, just for fun.
Yeah. This has been Country Cooking with Kim Johnson. Well done. We'll see you next week right here after Guy Fieri goes out and does a bunch of gangster stuff. All right. There you go.
I like it.
Thank you for your messages, your emails, and your whatnots. It's skimshow@gmail.com or text us or voicemails at 801-471-0462. Speaking of food, it's camping season.
Yes.
When you go camping, obviously how you eat changes. A little bit.
Most of the time, yes.
Yeah. So,
you know. It's hard to take your oven with you.
We're not big tent people. We don't love it. But when you're in a more rough in it situation.
Airbnb.
I mean, there was a time. Hotel. If you'd have said in our 20s when we were first married.
Yeah. We were camping all the time.
Oh, we loved it. Yeah, it was great because your back didn't hurt every 3 seconds.
Yeah, it's true.
It's all different now. But what do you have any tips for like camping food?
I do.
All right.
We're actually going to be going to Bear Lake later in the summer.
Yeah. Lake up north.
I like doing the food. So I usually get asked to do the food because I enjoy it.
Yeah. And other people are lazy and want you to do everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Stop.
I know how it is.
Anyway.
It's fine.
A really big tip I have would be to pre-make a lot of your food. And you can pre-make most of your meats, whether you're making, I'm going to do pork carnitas to make really yummy taco night, like street taco style, which doesn't sound like camping food, but it can be.
Mm.
Trust me, it's really, really good.
Sounds great.
And all you have to do is reheat it. If you make the meat ahead of time, put it in Ziplocs or seal it with a food sealer.
Yeah.
Throw it in your freezer, you know, a week before, so you're not doing anything last minute. And then use that as your ice to get up there.
Do you wonder, or do you know why food tastes so much better when it's
when you're camping.
What's that about? I think
it's because it's all a little bit smokier.
Really?
I do.
That's so good. It is good. Like a big ball of, even you just take a ball of ground beef and wrap up some other crap in it and put it in the fire for a minute. What are those called? Foil dinners?
Foil dinners.
There's nothing like
it. I will be honest though. I've made foil dinners the way most people do, but I've made them with pre-cooked meat.
Yeah.
Like whether it's steak or ground beef and you throw it in there and it's still going to cook a lot of your stuff, but you're going to use those oils from the meat to cook everything. But yeah, then you don't ever have to worry if it's actually cooked.
Yeah.
That's what freaks me out.
I don't like it either.
So I would say that is probably my biggest tip was freeze your pre-cooked meat. Use it as your ice.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to buy as much ice.
Oh, that's a good idea. Because the meat's frozen.
Make it in slabs so it's like goes all the way on all the sides of your cooler.
Don't put it in your Kool-Aid or your thermos, though, for ice, I mean.
No.
Yeah, don't do meatballs in your drink.
Use it to keep everything else cold, is what I'm saying.
I get it. Like your lunch meats for the lunches and stuff like that. Yeah.
Are really roughing it, make sure you pre-cut your vegetables. It's really hard to do when you're, you know, standing on a tiny camp table. Try to do as much as you can ahead of time and freeze or refrigerate it ahead of time.
Like squash, carrots.
Yep. Potatoes are hard. They kind of turn a funny color, but there's a lot of your onions, carrots.
Yeah. Peppers. People always try potatoes. It never works out. Why is that? It's just a different cooking method. So they don't.
What do you mean?
I don't know. They're kind of crispy and they don't taste done.
Do them really small.
Okay. Just cut them up tiny.
But do them ahead of time if it's the same day. If you're going up that night, you can do them ahead of time. Put them in a little bit of water in there.
Yeah.
And it will keep them from turning brown.
Nice. And always pick up after your camp spot, everybody.
Definitely do that.
Leave it, like my dad used to say, leave it better than you found it.
Don't burn down the forest.
That's right. And be on, take care of forest fires. Ho, ho, ho. What's his name? He didn't say ho, ho, ho.
Smokey Bear.
Oh, I'm thinking of the Jolly Green Giant for some reason. Ho, ho, ho. Green Giant.
I thought you were going to talk about Yogi Bear.
No. That's even worse somehow. Picnic basket.
His
baskets.
Name is Smokey Bear.
Smokey Bear. Is that his full name?
And that's Smokey, what he's called.
Smokey Dash Bear. Anyway, there
on
you
Instagram.
Go. Campy, yes. Campy, campy. Camping stuff for your good summer times, everybody.
And if you want, we can make up a list of the things we've made camping that are not your average camping foods.
I would love to go. You know what I'm going to make you do? Well. I'm going to make you sit down on your notebook, fire up Google Docs or something.
And just start writing things down.
Like 10 recipes down, something. And then
you're
will put them
make
all.
Me, then I'm going to make you go out and rake the front yard.
I'll do that. I'll trade. Okay. And then I'll put all that into the Discord and everybody will be happy because I got actual recipes in there.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not a recipe person. I kind of pick at recipes and I find the things I like about them and then I change the whole thing that I'm making.
Well, I of course blame you entirely.
Okay.
So,
but you eat all my food.
That's
so.
True. Somehow I must. Meh. I must. Meh. All right. I think it's going to do it. For this week, we're going to Vegas, and I'll bet we get more chance to record stuff because it's just less nuts. We're going to be able to chill some.
Yep.
So I think I'm going to try to do that. We'll get the van saying some stuff. We'll
but
get,
for everyone that was in Vegas 2 weeks ago, it was a ball. Actually,
total
had
blast.
A blast.
Total blast. Great to see everybody.
Crazy as it was so much fun.
I didn't have any big COVID, breakouts.
Nope.
Which I'm very happy about.
We tested when we got back just to make sure we could be around the grandkids.
But. Yeah. Because somebody did have COVID. We were near, but not that near. But none of the like tadpoolers had anything. And then there was one person. Oh, I think Gary got a cold, just a cold. Aww. But that could be because he works at Disney and he's out in front of millions of people all the time.
Poor guy.
Yeah, that's he's great. Fun. He's great, though. We love him. Anyway, you're all great. And I just my only regret is I didn't spend enough time with Jeff Sire, who often writes into this show.
I know, Jeff.
Really,
I got to talk to him for a minute.
Yeah, he's awesome. And I just
met his son.
I feel like I missed a, an opportunity.
Cool opportunity that we don't get very often because he lives far, far away.
He's in Canada. You know, we got to go up there sometime.
Definitely.
Anyway, there you have it. I hope you all have a fantastic week till we speak again. Until then, go to frogpants.com/skim for all your skim needs. Join our Discord, hang out, be there, be part of the community.
Do it.
That's going to do it for us. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Ready for breakfast, here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.